everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. Long time no pod. My name is Kyle, and I am ill. And I've got a couple of people on the line with me. I've got M. M, say hi.
Hi, Kyle.
M was just threatening to go to bed.
No.
And also Fleenus. Fleenus is on the line. Fleenus, you said you had a hilarious thing to say.
For ages, when since Sarah first called in,
sure,
I knew she reminded me of someone.
Sarah, for anybody who doesn't know, is another teen who occasionally calls into the show, and she talks like this, and she never knows what's going on in the show because the stream doesn't work. Sometimes she calls in and just says, "Can I stay on the Skype and listen because I can't hear the stream?" And then I yell at her.
Sweet babe girl.
So what'd she remind you of?
I finally figured it out. Ghost Princess from Adventure Time.
Okay. Was that the hilarious thing that you were going to say?
Yes.
Ah, that was so good.
Fleenus, everybody. He'll be here all week. Tip your waitress or whatever the fuck. Well, thank you, Fleenus. That's great. I don't remember Ghost Princess. I've seen Adventure Time. I don't remember that particular obscure character from the show. But I'm sure she's very similar to Sarah. Sarah spends a lot of time in graveyards, and Ghost Princess, I would assume, is a ghost.
Yes.
And a princess.
Way to connect those dots. So, anybody wonder where the hell I've been for 2 weeks?
I do.
Well, let me tell you. So 2 weeks ago, I had a headache and I was sleepy. And that was the reason we didn't do a show. I canceled the show because I had a headache and I was sleepy. And that was really it. And I've been kind of down lately and just not in the mood for fun things. So that was that. There was no, oh, and I am sick. There was no huge explanation for that. And then that weekend, like the day after, or not two days after we should have done a show, we went up north for this Halloween party thing that I'll talk about in a minute. And then last week, Orion emailed me and said, "I won't be coming over tonight." In all caps, it said, "I won't be coming over tonight" in the subject of the email. And in the body of the email, it said the exact same thing. And that was it. And I emailed him back and I said, "Is everything all right? Because usually there's an explanation and there isn't one. And that is a little bit concerning to me." And he had never emailed me back. So he could have been dead for all I knew. And then today I got another email that said, let me see. "Will not be there tonight. Details of my absenteeism will follow soon." So I don't know what's going on with Orion, but he's not here, and he hasn't told me why. So
he's dead.
Last week,
and it's his murderer. His murderer's emailing you, and it's not actually him.
So 2 weeks ago, I canceled because of a headache. Last week, Orion canceled for unknown reasons, and this week, Orion canceled again, but I asked if I should do a show, and everybody said yes. Well, everybody who responded said yes. Oh, Jesus, I'm getting worse. So anyway, I'm sick, right? I don't usually get sick. I mean, I do get sick, but it's usually just a little bit of a cold. It's not a big deal. This is the sickest I've been in a long time, and it started, actually, last Friday, podcast night. I would have done the podcast anyway, but I get this post-nasal drip problem with my nose, and I thought it was just that, but it was going crazy. My nose was running like crazy Friday night, and like I was constantly blowing my nose, and I threw up a couple times because it kept dripping down the back of my throat.
Oh,
so it's probably just as well that we didn't do a show last week. But then Saturday, I woke up, and it was just the sickest I've ever been in my life. I could barely breathe. Like when I would inhale, it's like I couldn't get enough air in my lungs, and my nose was completely plugged up, and I was dizzy half the time, probably because I wasn't getting enough oxygen.
Was your head pounding?
No, not really, but I was dizzy.
Yeah.
And that lasted for like 3 days, and I ended up calling into work on Monday, and then I called into work on Tuesday, and then I went back to work on Wednesday just because I didn't want to call in all week, but at this point, it's basically just like a nasty cold. The breathing problems have gone away, aside from this coughing I keep doing. And I'm just all stuffed up. But yeah, this is the sickest I've been in a long time, and it's lasting forever. It's really, really nasty. And now I think I know what regular people feel like when they get sick.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah, but it's not like I'm dying. It's going away. It's getting better. I don't see any real point.
I was going to say, if it lasts more than 2 weeks, you should probably get it checked out.
Yeah, I'll get you checked out, Flinus. Checked out of life and into the grave.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I was sick. I've been sick. And that's why I sound so gross.
Have like a sinus infection.
Maybe. I don't know how that would explain my lack of ability to breathe. I quit smoking for a few days. I'm back to it now because I hate myself. But like those days when I just couldn't breathe, I wasn't smoking because it seemed like a really terrible idea.
Yeah, you could have a mild bronchitis or something like that where the bronchial tubes get covered in mucus and then it can progress to pneumonia if you're not careful.
Yeah, well, I'm living on the edge, Em. Don't try to tell me what to do.
You badass.
So, do you like the picture that I've got up in the stream? Right? Oh, not. Oh, I've got the wrong one up. I've got the little black kid in the bucket with the watermelon. There we go. Faggots.
I saw that earlier. It's great.
That's Orion and I up north when we, not this past weekend, but the weekend before that, when we went up north for that Halloween thing. That's
you left your apartment.
Yeah, yeah, and that's Lake Michigan behind us. It was a weird time. I had fun, but I don't know that I would do it again. We went, ex-roommate John, our buddy John, decided we should all do this like months and months ago, and I had completely forgotten what it even was by the time it came around. We went to this place called Legs Inn, which is kind of a restaurant slash bar place in some place up north that's like full of antlers and everything's made out of weird wood, and there was a stuffed bear. And I guess at the end of October, or at part of October every year, they have this big bash that's like the end of their season, and then they close down for the winter. And that's the thing we went to. And they have also these cabins that they rent out. It's kind of like if you've ever been to a campsite that's like, you know, one of those not very rural campsites where there's like a parking lot that you can park in, and there's like a post with an outlet and roads through whole thing. You can see your neighbors real close. It's kind of like that.
Camping.
It's kind of like that, but instead of putting up a tent, there's like this shitty little shack looking building there. And they looked like garbage from the outside. They were actually pretty nice on the inside, but they were very small. But they had like a little kitchen and a couple of bedrooms and a little living room area and a bathroom with a shower and everything. So, so we showed up there and hung around for a while and then went out to, and it gets really foggy because Aldi and Orion brought pink lemonade vodka. And ex-roommate John brought wine, and I drank a bunch of both of those things before we actually went to the bar for the party. And then at the bar, I drank all these Founders beers, which Founders is like a brewing company kind of from around here, but they make like those, I don't like beer, so they make beer that I really don't like, but that's all they had at the bar. So
I was about to say, you must have been pretty drunk if you drink it that.
Yeah, it's stronger than the like Miller High Life I would normally drink. So I was pretty trashed the whole time, and I really don't remember much, except at some point I was there by myself because everybody else was back at the cabin. Like at some point Aldi and I walked back to the cabin for some reason, and I forget what it was, but it's like she wanted to get something, and John and Orion stayed at the bar. And when we were back at the cabin, Aldi put pajama pants on and was like, let's just stay here. And I'm like trying to talk her back into going back to the bar. And then John and Orion show up. So now we're all back at the little cabin thing, missing out on this stupid party. I'm trying to talk everybody into going back to the party. And somehow I ended up going back by myself. And they all stayed in and like went to bed like a bunch of old people. So the rest of the night was me wasted, probably hitting on girls in costumes. I remember there was a girl dressed as Captain America, and she kept telling me she was waiting for her boyfriend. And then I kept making fun of her boyfriend for not showing up.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. You're the one who wanted to go back to the social situation.
I was wasted. when I'm wasted, that's all I want to do is be around people and annoy them.
Oh.
Yep.
That's very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody else that I was there with has a family now. Aldi and Orion have a kid. John has a kid. They're all getting old and settling down. And me, all I wanted to do was go back to the bar and make fun of people and make friends with people. There was a guy dressed as the snap into a Slim Jim guy. Not the Macho Man, but the other guy with like the weird hair. And I remember trying to give him a pep talk because he was very, very quiet and shy. And I was trying to convince him that he should go hit on some ladies. And I think I chased a girl dressed as a cat around and accused her of being a mouse, or maybe it was the other way around. And then I remember some big fat girls with voices like mine. And we were all standing outside the bar, and I think I was just yelling incoherently at people.
What the fuck?
Like, fuck you!
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Someone needs to film you doing that.
It's not a good story. It doesn't make for a good story, especially when I do that stuff alone, because I don't remember half of it. But I had a good time. But the problem is, the next day we woke up to drive home, and I am always hungover after a night of drinking. Doesn't matter what it was. And I was super hungover this time. I spent most of the morning trying not to throw up. Then eventually I had to get John to pull over so I could throw up. I was just miserable all day the next day. And that's why I don't know if I would do it again. Because it was it was fun, but I don't remember most of it. And the next day was miserable. So I don't know. I think I'm ready to just not go out anymore. To just stay home by myself with my internet. I've got everything I need right here. The only reason I have left to go out is that I have to make money. And if you guys weren't such cheapskates... then I wouldn't even have to do that.
Yeah, I didn't even pay for my song. Jesus.
So how are you guys?
You could just like go out and not drink till you're blackout drunk.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have had fun.
Oh.
Then it would have been just a low-key night.
Kyle, if I was a millionaire, I would donate a bunch of money to chat, but I'm not a millionaire.
Well, Fleenus, get on it.
Yeah, that's your problem, Fleenus.
You're young. You could still start some kind of tech startup.
Well, how would I be a millionaire? What would I do that would get me to be a millionaire?
Make the Steam killer.
My own version of Steam.
Yeah, a better one.
Cold Soot.
Could be a voice actor, sound effects guy.
Cold Soot. Is that what you said? Cold Soot?
Yeah, Cold Soot.
Oh, Called Soot. Yeah.
Soot.
Sure. Yeah, start it up. Make your millions, and then give them to me.
Yes. And then you can live without having to work, and you can just make podcasts every day.
Yes, I would do that.
I'm too lazy.
So what did you guys do while I was gone? Just cry? Ooh. Yeah, just cried. I know Bames cried a lot.
Me and Bames were sister crying moved together.
Out. Your sister moved out. That must have been heartbreaking.
Not really. She moved out and I got her room.
Does it smell like her?
Not really. It smells like me now.
Creepy question.
Well, Fleenus is a creepy boy.
I'm not.
It's a creepy family.
I don't get where you're getting this stuff from.
It's all livestock and incest.
It's
Bames is calling in. Hey, Bames. Bames.
Bames.
He just I cried.
Oh, you cried. Yeah, I know. You're still crying. You're crying in the chat.
Yeah, crying forever.
Bames, how are you?
Well, M's sister moved out?
No, not M's sister. Fleenus's sister.
Okay. She moved out a long time ago.
I'm swell.
Bames, are you on drugs?
No.
You sound funny.
Well, maybe it's your ear. You have some kind of disease.
Yeah, that's true. Tinnitus.
Smoking.
Yep, smoking. That's my disease. It's like alcoholism.
Out of your ears.
It's like how people say alcoholism is a disease, which is a lie. Discuss.
What do you say to that, though?
Well, most people, I would think, would challenge the idea or agree with it, one or the other.
I had a comeback coming floating in my head a while ago, but I lost it.
Okay.
Write these things down, babe.
I'm not on drugs. I'm just burnt out. I was at a LAN party.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Bames was at a LAN party tonight. How was that?
What'd you play?
Age of Empires.
Was it 90s themed?
What?
Was it 90s themed?
No, just that's like the only fun game to play at a LAN party.
I don't think I've heard of anybody having a LAN party since the 90s.
Oh, well, I guess then every LAN party is 90s themed.
What did you play?
Age of Empires and Unreal Tournament and Serious Sam.
Oh, Serious Sam!
And then it stopped being a LAN party and we just played like video games because I also brought my GameCube.
Nice. Wind Waker? Everybody watching you play Wind Waker?
Everybody watching me play Metroid Prime.
Oh, man.
Oh, God damn it.
It was like Mario Kart.
Were they cheering you on? Like, go, yeah. Bames, go! Morph that ball!
Watching in awe as I... sequence broke and got the space jump boots early.
Man, you're so cool.
I'm so cool.
It makes ladies wet.
I want to be like you when I grow up, Bames. Em, watch your mouth, you filthmonger. It makes the ladies wet?
Sorry.
That is gross.
What does that even mean?
She doesn't
know. I don't even know.
Em doesn't have parts.
It was just never mind.
Em, tell me about your parts.
Oh, no. See, this is why I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, God.
Are they weird looking?
I don't...
You ever stick a mirror up under there just to get a good look?
Oh, Jesus, no.
I think that's a lie. I think girls do that.
No.
You have to do that to get familiar with your flower.
See, you, like... put a mirror down and look at your taint.
No, but I don't have a vagina down there. There's no point. I can see my dick and balls. But if I had a vagina, I might stick a mirror under there just to say hi.
Make sure it was all ship shape.
Yeah.
No.
I bet that's real weird looking. Not yours specifically, just sticking a mirror under there and looking at your vagina.
Ah, gross.
Like, man, yeah. Weird.
Good
far
God.
Out, man.
That's good. That's trippy.
Oh, man.
The colors.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys see in those things.
You ever put glitter in there when you feel a period coming on? Just to make it kind of more fun?
Not recently, but you give me... See, then you'd have to get ones that were like... didn't have sharp edges or something, like no stars or anything, I guess.
You ever put
sequins?
You ever put that dinosaur macaroni in there?
Yeah, of course.
And then, some spaghetti noodles.
Yeah,
doesn't everybody?
You put dinosaur macaroni in there before your period, and then when the flow starts, you pretend it's a volcano killing the dinosaurs.
You ever get any of those like sponges that are really small, but they get big if you put them in water? They're for like kids taking baths.
Oh, one of those dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. You could put one of those dinosaurs in there.
Are shrinky
those are also dinosaur shaped.
That would be like a magic trick. You could do that at a kid's birthday party.
A really gross magic trick.
Yeah. It's just covered in mucus.
I think there's a misunderstanding about how much flow women have.
There's tons, and it is extra chunky ragu.
First of all, Em, don't be sexist. Everyone's an individual. Some people's flow is heavier than others.
Yeah, everyone experiences it differently. It's like autism.
And secondly,
it's exactly.
Like and secondly, autism. All women are gross as hell.
Oh man, yeah. I totally. I'll probably talk about this later on our podcast. But I went to a hayride, and we got fake blood, and we were putting. And I was like, "Oh no, my flow is heavy."
Gross.
I know.
What the fuck?
Oh man, did everybody laugh as hard as they did just now?
Aha, uh-huh, yeah. Halloween.
The thing is,
high fives all around. Yeah, Flo.
Guys get really grossed out. Well, I can understand, but it's like, I thought it was funny.
No, not me. I like to just shake my head in there, like rub it all over my face. You know how dudes like motorboat boobs? I do that with vagina lips when girls are on their period. I like to see how much I can get splattered on the walls.
Do you ever wonder how, like, they dealt with that stuff when, like, throughout the ages?
They just cauterize it shut.
I assume they just burned them at the stake.
I heard that, like, they used to go out in the woods and, like, just put hay between their legs and just, like, all the women went out in the woods for, like, 5 or 6 years.
You're banished to the woods. Go stick hay in your snatch or something. Come back when you're not gross.
In the woods, does it?
I don't know.
You just get some nettles.
It's forest hay.
Hey, Bames, I have a question.
Yeah.
You've been playing that the Scream Fortress?
That was a pretty good question to interrupt the flow of the conversation, Fleenus.
I'm serious, though.
No, I haven't been playing Scream Fortress.
Okay.
Fleenus, are your parents arguing in the background?
No, that's the stream.
Oh. Well, mute it.
Well, I can't because my friend's listening to it.
Is your friend impressed with your fame?
Probably not.
Hey, pal of mine, I've got adult friends in America.
Adults.
We hate him, Fleenus's friend. We only keep him around to make fun of him. We think he's the worst.
He comes in.
No, that's true. He does just kind of insert himself.
It's better than not. And you making fun of me makes for good podcast because people laugh at it.
Yeah, you're doing me a real favor.
Yeah, this is quality pod.
So, Fleenus, how's your Australian teen life?
It's
still
good.
Not going to school?
No, still not. Like I said, my sister moved out and I got her room, and because I'm now feeding the cat loves me.
What are you studying in mom class right now?
What kind of euphemism is feeding the cat?
Something family related.
God damn. Bames.
Fleenus, come feed the cat. And Fleenus's mom is just...
Fleenus, the real... Fleenus's mom is that you continue to come on here and be like, okay.
Fleenus's mom is just spread eagle in a pile of grain sacks.
Oh god,
Fleenus, come feed the cat.
Why
she's got a,
say that?
She's got a big dirty spoon stuck stuck into a jar full of wet cat food. Oh, and he just has to spoon it in there.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? It's your family.
Yeah.
Why is that a thing that you can even imagine?
Insert the blame onto us.
I'm not imagining it, Fleenus. I talked to your family.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I was concerned for you, but once I talked to your family, I was even more concerned.
Why do you think he became so ill?
Yeah. Yeah. It's taking a toll on my body just thinking about your family. So, yeah, does your friend appreciate that you asked him over and then decided to talk to other people on the internet for a while?
Does your friend appreciate finding out all these things about you and your family? Already know? Is he in on it?
No, I asked him if he wanted to call in, but he was like, I don't know these people.
Give him the headset.
Okay. Ethan, they want you to have the headset.
This is going to be like Mindy's brother.
Yeah, come here.
He's going to be eating his fingers.
Come here.
Watching the animal.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, pal. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think of Fleenus?
What I think of him? I don't know. He's cool. He's cool.
Yeah. What do you think of his family? Is anything like yours?
Oh no, no.
Nah, they're messed up, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Does he sound like Fleenus?
It sounds kind of like Fleenus. Like I imagine he's putting a finger under his nose, pretending it's a mustache.
Are you really Fleenus?
No.
You're a different boy?
I'm a different boy.
Prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
I want you to scan your birth certificate and email it to me.
All right.
And then I want your parents' credit card information.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I want you to, oh, let's see. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah.
Kill them.
Okay.
And send me their bodies.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's good. That's like, that's a good place to start.
Okay.
So sounds you, good. Are you writing that down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when can I expect the delivery?
I don't know. I've never sent anything to America.
Especially in such volume.
You should definitely wrap it in bubble wrap.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need several envelopes.
It's going to be expensive, and it's going to be like 3 weeks before we get it, so get on it.
Okay.
What do you think of America? Is it like the best country? Like, are you jealous?
I don't know. I think it's a little weird.
No.
Your government shut down, mate.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
that's topical.
That's egg on my face.
How embarrassing.
So ashamed. That's true. Our government did shut down. But we have far less incest.
No way. You got the hillbillies over there.
I think Flinus's family.
All hillbillies over there.
Flinus's family is taking care of that statistic regardless.
Okay. Yeah, guys, I guess.
You guys say, do you guys know what rednecks are? Because I've heard hillbillies before from my sister in England. Is that like how you guys refer to?
Yeah, like, that's what like did have. I don't know how to explain it.
Wait, Em, you don't ever hear Americans call rednecks hillbillies?
Yeah, but hillbillies are in the hills.
Yeah, they're Bames. Duh.
In the hills.
Yeah, Bames. Rednecks, what an idiot.
No, rednecks are like.
Rednecks can live anywhere.
Anywhere.
Any kind of top topography.
Terrain.
Yeah, they're mobile.
Yeah. Ethan, is it?
Yep.
When you come over to Flinus's house, do his parents make you put on a robe?
No.
Do they ever take pictures of you in the bathtub?
Do they make you take a bath instead of a shower?
Do they make you shower or bathe at their house?
Sometimes.
Have they ever made you feed the cat?
No, they haven't.
That's Flinus's
job. Or the
job.
Dogs or chickens, for that matter.
Yeah, have you seen these dogs and chickens?
What?
Have you seen the dogs and chickens?
The dogs in chickens.
Not in chickens, and chickens. I have a cold. Leave me alone.
He does feed the dogs to the chickens, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen any chickens. I didn't know there were chickens here. Oh, you did?
So we know it's a lie.
No.
Did you hear Flinus in the back? Oh, you didn't? Oh, man, I've got so much to show you. He's going to give you the chicken tour now.
I'll have to have a look at the chickens.
Do Flinus's family make you take your shoes off when you enter the house?
I don't bring shoes here.
What the fuck? You didn't bring shoes there? Don't you guys live like 50 miles apart in the outback?
Carries them in his hand.
You're just walking across the desert? Shoeless?
They have to get in the dune buggy.
Do you feel like you're letting down your entire country as a representation of them?
How many roving gangs of cannibals do you encounter on like one day?
I don't know. A few. We have some lads over here that. Oh, you probably don't know what a lad is, though, do you? Do you get lads in America?
Lads, like boys?
Hang on, I'm going to look this up in dictionary.reference.com.
Are they like kind of like bros?
I don't know.
How many of your friends have died in the Thunderdome?
In the what?
Okay, enough Australia jokes. Back to the incest jokes. Okay. Australia jokes are hack. Incest jokes are where it's at.
Okay.
So
on a scale of like the Descendant to the X-Files, how incesty?
Oh man, I don't know. Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Is there an incest in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Flinus's dad is a dragon.
On the
obviously
scale,
you haven't seen episode one, Flinus or James.
Wow. Insulted.
I'm so sorry.
So wait, what was the question? How much incest?
Yeah, like that's in units. In
around
cubic centimeters.
Oh man. Cubic centimeters. Well, if we said that 10 was the most in this area, I'd say 7.
So, Ethan.
Yeah.
Has Flinus's mom ever insisted on measuring you?
No, she hasn't.
She's never just gotten out a tape measure and just started measuring your parts?
She ever, like, poked you with, like, a two-pronged fork?
What?
Has she ever thrown a spoon at you? That's a thing she does when she gets mad.
What? I don't get it.
Does Flinus's mom ever come into the room and say, Flinus, it's nap time? And then Flinus snuggles up into her boobs and you're just left there like, what do I do now?
Not recently, no.
But it's happened.
Not since we were babies.
Yeah, not for a while.
How long have you known Flinus? How long have you known Flinus?
My whole life.
Wow. He's literally. He's your cousin. He said you were his friend.
We're friends, though. Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah, cousins. Yeah, with benefits.
Yeah. I see what's going on.
Yeah. No wonder you're on board with all this stuff. You've been indoctrinated since birth.
Dipping into the old cauldron, huh?
Does Flinus's mom have no arms or legs and they just wheel her out from under the bed from time to time?
No, that does not happen.
What about his dad?
No, what kind of family do you think this is?
Is Flinus's dad some kind of like tapeworm person?
Some kind of what?
Like tapeworm a sewer man.
The fluke.
Yeah.
Like he just eats other people's stomachs?
Yes.
No, he doesn't do that.
When you go over to their house and you want to leave, are they ever like, no, you're our boy now, you live here?
Not exactly.
All right, I'm bored with you, Ethan.
All right, sweet.
Bye.
Bye. Do you want Flinus back?
Ugh. Whatever.
Okay,
fine. Sophie's choice.
All right, I'll put him back on.
So how does everyone feel about blackface?
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely pro it in all situations. More blackface,
also,
please.
Pro blackface is my profession.
So Flinus, did that tickle you pink?
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to cut that out.
You're gonna have to cut that out.
Cut that out and continue. That might have been the funniest thing ever.
What do you have to cut that out, referring to his cousin?
Are you going to have to cut that clip out of the show and email it to all of your relatives? They're on to us, guys. It's hilarious.
I think he was talking about, like, cutting some kind of shape out of his friend.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to have to cut it out and listen to it over again, because that was the best
thing. Why don't you listen to the show?
Oh, yeah. That works better. Because I was listening to it on a delay. Because it's actually really delayed from what happens here to what happens through the stream.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy, actually. Because he would say something, and about 30 seconds later, it would come up in the stream.
Yeah, that's technology for you. So, Flinus.
Lagless.
Flinus, how do you feel about blackface?
Depends on the context it's used.
How about KFC commercials?
It depends. Is if they're using it in a joke form, then yeah, that's fine.
I got a tweet saying, oh my god, have you heard about this yet? It seems like it'd be a perfect topic for the show. And it's an article about white teens in blackface responding to black critics. And they apparently said, worry about finding your dad, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought it was at first about that that putting on the Ritz video.
I don't know what that is.
All the black face in it.
I don't know what that is. Bye, Moody. Moody's leaving. Yeah, so I don't really give a shit. I've seen a few like articles about somebody, because it's Halloween, people are dressing up like stuff, and I guess some of them they're painting themselves up like black people, and oh my goodness, it has the internet in an uproar every time it happens. And I just don't care, man. We talked about this on the show before. Who gives a shit? But I thought I'd throw it out there. Flinus, you ever paint yourself up like a black man?
No.
Why not?
Because I have never had the need to.
I don't think people usually do it out of a necessity.
Well, I've never wanted to, then, I guess.
Well, that just makes you weird.
It probably does. How to be long silence. How to cause the longest silence on the planet.
So, what should we talk about, guys?
I'm actually trying to remember an article that I saw the other day that I thought would be really good to talk about, but I can't remember it. Well, so.
Do you remember what it was about?
Okay.
Just give me the synopsis, gal.
I don't know. It was something I was like, oh, God, that looks really funny. I should tell Kyle about that. And I don't know if he's going to be on the next podcast. And then I started crying.
Yeah, that being said, while M looks for that, I have something.
Okay.
Awesome. Kyle, did you hear about this stuff that went down with Total Biscuit and the first day Gary's incident video?
The who what now?
The YouTuber Total Biscuit, you know the guy.
Yep.
He got a copyright strike from this company for saying bad things about their game.
It's a damn shame.
He didn't care about it. Yeah, he didn't get his channel shut down, but that's a weird thing, isn't it? Considering him and his company had gotten express permission from the game, from the developers to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and say that they had no right to monetize it, despite already asking them, and they'd already given express permission to basically everyone who wants to make a YouTube video through the Steam forums.
It's shitty. It's hardly unprecedented. Companies have been, like developers or publishers or whatever, have been shitty to game reviewers for forever. Like, oh, you reviewed our last game? You gave it a 5 instead of a 10? Well, then we won't give you a review copy of the next game.
Yeah, doesn't David Cage do that?
Yeah, but at least that's not a case of them almost shutting down a person's channel entirely.
Well, they normally...
destroying their source of income.
They normally have no legs to stand on. If it went to court, they wouldn't really with this either, but they do have an avenue. They can make a DMCA takedown claim or whatever. So they do it. Why not? There's nothing... The only negative consequence to them doing that is that people will talk shit about them. And the potential positive is they could get the video taken down. They could bully the video off the internet. Like, it's a shitty thing to do, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it's not really a shocking thing, but it's still a dick thing for them to do.
Yeah, it totally is.
So there's that.
And all of the monetization, all the money he made from the all of the money he made from the video, where he talks about how the video got taken down, is going towards a charity for that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's dumb. I hate it when people do that.
What?
It's not like some new thing he did. Like, something bad happens to me, and then I put up a video or whatever, or an article or something, and somehow whatever my comeuppance thing is, like people backing me up, I'll donate the proceeds to charity, and now I'm the hero. It's stupid. I don't give a shit about charity. Suck a dick, Total Biscuit. Just take the money, man. It's just weird to me. Like, it's douchey to me to utilize your temporary scandal fame to raise money for charities. Like, it doesn't feel sincere. It just feels like you're being a douche. Whatever, I'm sure the charity's happy about it.
Yeah, they probably are. I forget what the name of the charity was, but it's a thing to help people try and at least try and get laws across to help First Amendment rights. In America, at least.
I did hear something a while ago about some guys...
Wait, help First Amendment rights in America? I guess that's copyright shit. Okay.
Yeah, to help people stop getting stuff taken down. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's a lost cause.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, potentially. Like, you know, if a company issues some kind of cease and desist or copyright notice or something and gets your shit taken down, but they're actually in the wrong, but you don't have the money to hire a lawyer or whatever, potentially a charity like that could take your case under their wing or whatever and fight it for the sake of setting a precedent or whatever, but I don't give a shit. I did hear a while ago about some dude bros who for like breast cancer charity, they did this like motorboating for breast cancer thing where I don't remember exactly how it went down. Somehow they were making money by motorboating boobs, and then they were going to donate it all to like the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation or something. They're going to donate to some.
This is why Orion has been missing the show.
Yeah. They were going to donate it to some breast cancer charity, and the charity turned them down because it was tasteless, which I think is hilarious.
Ugh.
The same thing happened with a porn site. For, I think it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they were going to give all the proceeds from the monetization of the videos in the small boobs and big boobs category to breast cancer awareness. But a lot of the breast cancer charities were like, no, we don't want your dirt money. Like,
yeah, it's
douches.
So dumb. Stupid fucking charities. Charities are the worst. I mean, they do good, but they, far beyond that, they serve as a business and a thing for people to put on their business cards and a thing for people to do. Like, I'm the head of the stupid charity. Just give the money to people who need the money, man. Come on. It came from pornographers. We can't possibly use it. Tell that to the people dying of breast cancer, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah. All these... I'm sure people dying of breast cancer would be so upset if they found out that the money came from pornography or from dudes motorboating boobies. I'm sure that would just... They would refuse it. I refuse treatment because it will be paid for with motorboat money. Shut up, you stupid dickhead charities. Man, you guys are so low-key.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm still trying to find it.
Em, you're a wild and crazy kid. Why are you so quiet?
Because I'm looking for a funny article to go over, but I think it's probably...
Wild and crazy.
Yeah, wild and crazy kids. You remember Omar Gooding?
No.
Cuba Gooding's brother?
Is he... Omar from The Wire?
Ah.
No, but he was on Wild and Crazy Kids.
Gooding.
Oh, I know something I can talk about.
Okay. I remember Olmec from Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Oh,
same guy.
The best.
Okay.
You guys want to hear about my
yes.
Curing cancer, kids with cancer?
Yes, I want to hear about you curing kids with cancer.
Scaring
Does this have something to
cancer.
Do with that pornography money?
Exactly.
How did you scare kids with cancer, Em?
You told them about cancer and how they all have it. Spooky.
There was a event that I went to with one of my friends who survived leukemia. The event was basically a hayride for children. And they were all like 10 and 11. And we're like, Emily, we're going to have you come in there and be a crazy zombie cannibal. I was like, sure, because I'm good at that. So, oh god, this is going to be one of those awful stories.
So this kid's on the hayride, hooked up to an IV bag and a heart monitor, and he's like, oh boy, you know, I'm glad I get to do this hayride. I'm going to make it through this. And M goes like, ooga booga booga, and he just dies.
That's exactly what happened.
Em just starts ripping out IVs and biting kids.
Yeah. Scary.
Em, you ever bit a kid?
Consensual or no?
Kids can't consent, Bames. It's always rape when you bite
statutory
a kid.
Statutory biting.
Statutory nibbling.
Not that I can remember, but...
Okay, so you never bitten a kid. So what's the rest of your story? You went to the cannibal hayride. With the cannibal cancer hayride.
Also, like, oh boy, this will help my cancer. Hey.
So we set up, like, a barbecue, like, our area station was, like, a barbecue cookout grill, put some lights in it, And then, so what we do, what would happen is, we had someone who was in on it, who was on the hayride, the girl, the little tiny girl, and we come up and like grab her and just start screaming and put her on the table and then start like, we had a chainsaw and we rip it up and pretend to cut her up.
And you killed that girl?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, she had cancer.
And there was, okay. there was
oh my God, that would be great. Like for haunted houses. You get kids with terminal cancer that there's no cure for, and you just actually murder them in the haunted house, like to make it authentic. Like, is they're gonna die anyway?
They're expendable. It was really funny that well.
Oh man, like, that gave me another idea. Expendables 3. It will be a movie about kids with cancer. It's a total reboot. Completely different story. It's about kids with cancer being sent to war because they're expendable. Okay, go on.
Oh, the you know, a lot of the kids that were in the hayrides were like, yeah, this is stupid. Like, we had one guy that was on, like, his phone. When we
what
were
a bunch
home.
Of jerk cancer kids.
I know,
like, this sucks.
Well, to be fair, hayrides are kind of stupid, and if I had cancer, if I had cancer, I think I would want to do something more fun than just sit in some hay in the back of a truck or whatever.
But one of some people were like, ooh, they got scared or whatever, but there was this one big black lady, like, she was real big, and she was, like, backpedaling, like backstroking in and screaming in the hayride. like she was just losing it. It's hilarious. She's like, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Just like riding in the hay and like a sheet ghost comes along with a wire.
Black people hate ghosts.
Yeah, they're easily terrified.
They hate ghosts so much. Black, you'll never catch a black person playing Pac-Man
because they just run away.
yeah they see like Inky Blinky or whatever and they just bolt.
But yeah. I love the idea of this lady just writhing around and screaming.
Yeah, well, it was,
it's scary.
Yeah, she was just absolutely losing it, and like, there was like all these people in the hayride, so she was like, when she was, you know, backstroking and like trying to get away, she's like hitting all these people and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Wait, she was swimming to try and get away?
That was kind of what she was doing in that, like, she was like trying
just
to get away,
crashing backwards. These cancer kids.
Just punching them in the face.
Oh, lordy loo.
Oh my God. If only that had been filmed, that would have been funny.
That's pretty hilarious.
Flinus really wants to film a lot of things.
It's a family tradition. They film everything.
Yeah.
Okay, seriously. The jokes of Sandy are really, really boring.
Well, I mean, when you're exposed to it every day, yeah, I could see how
it
would get dull.
It becomes life.
Flinus is so over it.
I actually am, to be honest.
So, did you make friends with any kids?
Hell no. All I was doing was scaring them. I wasn't trying to interact with them.
I ain't going to befriend no cancer kid. That's gross.
Yeah.
Because they'll die in 2 months anyway.
Short-term friendship.
But, here's the other thing. Like, some asshole, like, okay, so this whole thing is, like, made for kids and things like that. Some guy, like, got totally brought booze and got super drunk and was, like, stumbling around at this thing and, like, sloshing his liquor on the fortune teller that was
that doesn't sound like appropriate treatment for a cancer kid.
No, I don't think so.
Let's give this one some schnapps.
There was a fortune teller?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there was like a little
fortune. Was it a fortune telling robot?
No, sadly.
Do those exist? Like in real life?
Yes.
I want one like in big.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be
like in my house.
It'd be funny if like a cancer kid went up to the machine and like wished to be big and woke up the next day as an adult with cancer.
Yeah, guys, I'm gonna go.
All right, Fleen is bye.
Bye.
Have sexy family fun.
They know that we know.
He just got in trouble for revealing family secrets. So were we talking about cancer kids?
Yeah.
Sort of.
They're the worst.
Fortune teller machines.
They say, I wish I didn't have cancer anymore. Oh, honey.
Just nothing happens.
Were they all dressed as the kid from Avatar because they have bald heads?
No, they were, they were all different things and stuff like that, but,
did they make you sad?
That was like the other thing, like last year, my friend went and she was the fortune teller. And she would like, you know, look into their, she'd like pretend to look into their futures and stuff. But then she'd be like, oh, I was just, you know, trying not to go too far ahead, you know, because cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fortune teller for a cancer kid does seem a little short-sighted.
I bet there's a lot of cancer kid costumes like Lex Luthor and Dr. Evil and...
they could just go as each other.
All sorts of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's my contribution.
To cancer?
Yes.
So, did you get sad because of all the cancer kids?
No, they weren't, not like they were, like, crying and talking about their cancer.
They should be, they're gonna die.
Why wait? Oh, man.
Did they look normal or did they look like real sick?
I couldn't really tell. I wasn't really around them that much.
I wasn't
much.
Really looking at them.
No, not really.
Did you walk by one and they like tried to like grab your hand and you were like, ew.
Cancer, no.
So you didn't have any like tender cancer moments?
No.
Like you telling a kid that it's all going to be okay or whatever?
I don't really... care for children in general, so
especially the ones that are contagious.
Don't think I've forgotten about filling you with babies.
Oh no, what are we gonna do?
Well, you're gonna hate it apparently because you don't like kids.
We already established this.
Well, it's happening, so.
Oh god.
You're just gonna have to.
How are you gonna fill me with babies if you never leave your house?
The U.S. Postal Service.
You're just going to mail me your sperm?
Well, maybe I'll use like UPS or whatever because they allow you to put like special instructions.
I'm going to need a lot of packing peanuts.
So I'll send two packages. One will be full, just a jar.
One will be my package.
One will be just a jar of sperm and the other one will be a turkey baster and a shoehorn. And I'll instruct them to open the shoehorn turkey baster package and administer.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll have to open both packages.
As long as we have a system.
It's going to be romantic, so... Like, I'll include a candle.
It'll be a single rose.
I'll include a candle and a rose.
And a bottle of Pinot Noir.
A bottle of Boone's Farm.
That sounds good. Drink the bottle, man.
It's going to be great. I'll include a gift certificate to the Olive Garden. Take yourself out. For
oh man,
a nice
I can eat
night.
All the breadsticks.
Uh huh. You're gonna need them for all those.
You have to apply with something.
You're eating for like 10 now, Em. You're gonna need them.
Oh, this means I can get fat.
Not too fat.
Oh man.
Don't let yourself go, Em.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really like eating food. Oh. I don't know. I could just get fat and then tell everybody I was pregnant.
Yeah, you could do that.
It only works if you only gain gut weight.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Your gut weight is severely disproportional to the rest.
No, I mean, I've seen some fat pregnant ladies. Some ladies really do. They're like, I'm pregnant now. I can eat whatever I want. Holy shit, there's like a hornet in my room.
That's not really a good thing to... A good lifestyle to take on. Like, I'm pregnant. I can just put whatever in my body. These kids will eat anything.
What is this hornet doing in my room?
It's like saying hi. It's here for the podcast.
I know it's cold outside and it's nicer in here, but I thought they were done already for the year. He's just crawling around on this crumpled up receipt. I want to
wonder where all the bugs go in winter. Did you guys talk about that?
They go back to the center of the earth with the other animals.
Okay. I wasn't going crazy.
What are you doing, Hornet? There's nothing in that wrapper. Oh. Captured, kinda. Now he's probably just mad. I tried to capture him under an ashtray, but the ashtray has like bumps in the middle.
Did you squish him?
I don't know. I kind of hope so, because now he's probably mad and I can't quite close this down around him.
Hornet cast.
Here, I've got a bucket thing. I'm going to catch this fucking hornet.
A bucket thing?
Yeah, it's like a butter tub or something. It's not actually, I think it's sour cream, but it had coins in it.
Oh, that's better. Some sour cream.
Yeah, now he's captured.
Ran out of toothpaste.
Okay, crisis averted, everyone. I got him.
See, this just proves to me that you have a warm nougaty center because you didn't kill the hornet.
Well, I was... Small creature. I'm going to leave him under there until he's dead. I would have crushed him. But if I crushed him and I missed...
It's not torture, it's just neglect.
Oh. Yeah. I'm just a bad...
malpractice.
I'm a bad bug dad.
So you trapped him in a plastic prison.
Somebody called BPS, Bug Protective Services.
Oh, man.
So, Em, what's your favorite bug?
Praying mantis.
Really? That's some Red Ranger shit if I've ever heard it. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle, animal. Leonardo? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle, Leonardo?
No, it's the purple one, Donatello.
Oh, you like them nerdy and with a Another long favorite staff. Seinfeld
character is Jerry.
I like Elaine because she.
Yeah, I liked Elaine. I'd hug her.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. She got a big face though. She got a big wide head.
The worst thing to have.
I'd hug that head. I'm fine with it.
I saw onto it like a leader.
What was that?
I said, do you like women with big faces?
Yeah, man. Nothing gets me going like a big face. I like a nice big canvas to work with.
Oh, God.
Because when I get romantic with a lady, I focus mostly on the face.
Take out my chisel.
Yeah. Yeah. I carve smaller faces into her big face. Yeah. Because then there's more of her to love.
It's really creepy.
Em, you're such a prude.
Yeah. My favorite animal is an octopus.
Nobody asked.
Well, I was continuing my conversation that we were having.
Okay. So. Your favorite animal is the octopus, huh? Yep. That surprises me, what with all of the dog sitting you do.
Well,
nobody has an octopus to sit.
No. What am I going to do?
Would you octopus sit?
Yeah, sure. I'd sit on that octopus.
They're a handful.
They're a handful.
They are, though. Like, they're clever and they're tricky, and they'll squirt water until the lights go out.
Octopuses had hands on the end of their tentacles.
Creepy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, they'd be really good at patty cake.
You know that they have taste buds on their tentacles, so they taste everything they walk over.
So if you hugged an octopus, they'd be tasting you?
Pretty much.
It's a weird relationship to have.
I have taste buds on my arms, too. That's why I'm so into hugs. I just like to taste people. Sometimes that's not enough, and I just start licking them. It's another time when a large face comes in handy. Because you don't want to lick the same spot like over and over again. Then it just starts to taste like your own saliva.
Like a woman whose forehead is like the side of a barn.
Oh, Rihanna?
Oh, Jesus.
Forget it. I'd lick that chocolate forehead all night.
More of a caramel.
Milk chocolate? Come on.
Yeah.
Where there's original...
Oh, goof. Werther's original forehead? Get out of here with that. Mm-hmm. Like licking the elderly. Yep. Well, I told you this was your fault, guys. You had nobody to blame but yourselves.
Yeah. High five, Bames.
What?
I was saying, you're saying it's our fault. So I was high-fiving Bames.
Oh, I assumed he was talking collectively to just everyone who's ever listened to this show.
I like to think it's you and me that made this happen. So don't ruin my moment. So are you going to burn this after we finish?
No. I'm going to burn it to a CD. Yeah. Mail it to Obama. So I've got some ideas for you. Sorry,
this is what I think about you, but we never talk about it.
Yeah.
On the show.
I've got some ideas for the...
listen to it.
I've got some ideas for your policy making.
Yeah. Kyle, you need to just make more shows so I have something to listen to when I'm driving to work in the morning.
Right. You're employed now.
You should probably make like one show at least.
Like every day.
No, just like ever.
See, he's still crying.
Oh, man. I don't know. I go through like probably an episode 2 days. 2 days? Yeah, I'd say so. So you just need to make like maybe 2.5 episodes every week.
What about all them?
Need more Edge Hat now that Podtoid probably is gone.
Why is Podtoid gone?
Did you hear? I don't know if it was some kind of joke because there's no article on Destructoid about it. Jim Sterling is not a member of Destructoid anymore.
Oh, really? I just listened today to the newest episode of Podtoid and they were...
Yeah, and they didn't mention it on that.
Well, and they just had Max Scoville back on and they were talking about how he was going to be back on more often from now on. So they were talking like there was a future. Why did he leave Destructoid?
I don't know. I feel like it was a bad mood. He's a bad move. He was like expanding beyond it. He's making YouTube videos now. They suck.
I know Max Scoville just left Revision 3 because that's where he was working. And that's why he's back on Podtoid now. And he left Revision 3 to pursue... Same thing you just said about Jim Sterling, to do YouTube videos and to pursue podcasting. And so he left his actual job to pursue not exactly jobs.
And I like that Jim on Twitter had to say, no, this has nothing to do with Batman.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do a review that everybody was mad at him for?
It was a bad review.
Oh, you're mad at him too?
Yeah. The Batman game ruled.
I don't know much about it. I just knew people were mad.
It has Bird in it.
I just Googled Jim Sterling leaves Destructoid, and one of the first things that comes up is VG Charts, their forum, and the little like blurb is, I don't know what happened to him. He tweeted about not leaving Detoid unless they would kick him out a few days ago. Did he get kicked out?
He did indeed do that. Okay, here's the big tweet he made about it. Post it in this chat, and then... he did it. Okay, somebody else posted that in the chat. Zax, of all people.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to do so many things, he doesn't have time to focus on being the editor on Destructoid. Maybe he should stop making bad YouTube videos and write journalism, which he was good at.
I thought you liked his Jimquisitions and stuff. What bad YouTube videos is he making?
He does, like, Let's Plays now.
Mm.
Like, really,
oh, that's right.
Bad Let's Plays.
He Let's Played Gone Home.
Like, they're all blind, and he has, like, recording problems.
It's totally a matter of taste, but I prefer blind Let's Plays. Doesn't mean that doing a blind Let's Play makes it
completely unedited.
But and I prefer as little editing as possible.
I've never heard of this person, but his writing style makes me want to punch him in the face.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, also this one was weirdly written. He's normally like...
I've got a vocal wild card. Is that any more vocal wild card? Shut up.
He's got a good vocab.
Yeah, but it's like all over. It's like he's showing off. Right? I'm sorry.
He is showing off. It's all about you, Em.
Whatever. It's like all over the place. And I like it. I've gotten really dark over the past couple months.
Em, are you getting dark?
Yeah. Yep. Dark is like, I don't like this guy, how he writes.
Em, you're so mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
So rude, Em.
Em, are you okay?
Oh, is it my what?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Em.
I don't want to be mean.
Em.
What?
It's not your fault.
Shut up.
It's not your fault.
Shut up.
Em, it's not your fault.
I don't know the rest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was our Goodwill Hunting bit, everyone.
High five.
I'm glad you got what I was doing.
It took me a second, but I got it.
I never watched Goodwill Hunting.
Not you, man. Not you. There you go.
Yeah, he doesn't mention anything about... I only skimmed it, but...
I found a tweet, and he said, like, I don't have anything to say regarding Podtoid, but I like Jonathan Holmes and Conrad. So, and I would like to keep doing something like Podtoid. So maybe, perhaps not.
Hmm.
So you don't actually have to do podcasts, whatever.
Okay. Thank goodness. Em, what about all those alpha counters? You're not on all of those.
I'm not. Ooh, do you want some insider news?
Yes.
I will be recording a show with Sean tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
On Mating Habits of the Modern Geek.
Ugh.
Ugh.
So.
You like that Kelly gal?
She's cool. I like her.
She's a big potato monster.
Oh, that's not nice.
Cut that out and use that as a promo, Sean.
Oh.
She's the worst.
Oh, man. Don't talk. No, man.
I haven't listened to her show, but I've heard her on Alpha Counter, and she is the worst.
I don't know. That's just my lady. I'm not good. I don't know.
Em, you're getting dark.
No, I'm not getting dark. I'm
rude.
So rude. It's going to be... I'm kind of nervous about going on like a dating podcast show.
Yeah, what do you know about dating, Em?
I really don't.
I don't think Kelly does either.
Yeah, I don't think anybody who goes on that show knows much about dating.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I like Sean. I don't want to talk a ton of shit about Sean, but it's kind of like Sean's done dating. But Sean going on a dating advice podcast is also funny to me because I don't think he's going on seeking advice.
I don't know. He's got more experience with the ladies than...
Yeah, but whenever he talks about the ladies, it's the funniest thing ever because it's always like, this is... I was walking down the street today and I saw this hot girl and I didn't say anything. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I marry her? Sean, that's not how it works. Like, I was at the sandwich shop today and a girl didn't have enough change and I gave her a quarter and she said thank you. And I was like, this is your chance, man. And I didn't seize the day. What's wrong with me?
I was kicking myself
for weeks.
You listened to our Dragon Con...
Yeah, about that girl who had a boyfriend, and he's like, I should have... And then he came and he ruined everything.
No, she was, like, seriously talking to him. Like,
uh-huh.
I was there, physically there, and she was, like, ignoring us and getting closer and closer to him. So it was for realsies.
Yeah, they should have made out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all for it, man. I want my friends to get laid. That's what I'm saying.
That's very charitable of you, Em.
I want my friends to get laid.
Em,
well, not in front of me, but...
I want to actively prevent it.
Em, you should just start boning your friends. Put your money where your mouth is. Two birds, one stone, Em.
I know. That's all the guys...
Sean would be down.
Yeah. I don't know.
I bet he would.
Boy, that'd be gross, huh?
Yep. And, I'd love to hear... Oh, my God. You guys have to do that now because I want to hear the aftermath on the podcast.
I want to hear all the puns that Sean makes. All these quips.
Oh, God. All the drums. I get really nervous about, what is it? Like,
talking shit about your friends on other podcasts?
I don't... I really don't like it. Like, it physically upsets me. Like, gossiping about people and stuff like that.
Oh, Moody's back. Moody, we're trying to talk Em into fucking all of her friends.
If Some of them have tried.
Has Sean tried?
Oh, no. Sean's a gentleman.
Yeah, but he's kicking himself, though. Why didn't
my male friends are like, take your top off.
Friend zoned again.
Yeah. I can't help it. I need to stop making male friends in general. I think that's my main problem.
Yeah, you need more lady friends.
I don't really like girls.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't relate to them.
You're one of those girls.
Yeah, I am.
I don't have just gonna, like, female friends.
Because I don't... Here's the thing. I'm in the horrible limbo of... I don't know. Like, I don't really like women. In general. Like,
they are pretty annoying.
I will admit it's probably due to my own personal problems, but I don't really get along with most women.
Except for Kelly.
Probably because I'm severely... Well, Kelly, like, if it's a confident person, I don't know. Kelly's nice, though. So
she's the worst.
Em gets into all sorts of mud fights with other girls.
Kelly's like the trash heap from Fraggle Rock.
That is terrible and...
rude.
Not
even. He's the worst Fraggle Rock character.
The trash heap is a lady, isn't it?
It's a trash heap.
Yeah, but it's definitely a lady.
You want to make it as awkward?
Gender
as
fluid.
It's a gender fluid trash heap. What are we making?
There's probably a lot of gender fluid in there.
Oh God, Jesus! Just biohazard bags and used condoms. So, Em, what are we making the most awkward thing?
I gotta talk to these people later, and you're talking to Ed.
Tell them what I said.
I don't know. Huh?
Tell them what I said.
I'll let them know that they should.
Oh my God, make that like a bit on the show. Yeah, I want a podcast feud. Make them play the segment from our show.
You really don't want to be in the middle of it.
In the middle of it? Is there already a podcast feud?
No. I just want to be like, oh man, I don't like Kyle now. Oh no.
Em, it's going to be just like when somebody's parents get divorced and then they fight through their kid.
God.
I'm going to use you to relay all of my horrible insults to Kelly.
Moody's
from...
Moody's got video.
Right.
Oh, Moody's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
I forgot you can just let yourself back in on the call. What's up, Moody?
Hey, so... what's this with M trying to make M sleep with all
of
this?
Oh, yeah.
Can't hear him very well.
Yeah, you're a little quiet.
All right, hold on. Let me fix that.
It's so dark. Is he really in Australia or New Zealand?
It's mood lighting, M. You get it?
Does it sound right?
It seems better.
How's this?
Yeah, that's it's noisy, but it's loud enough.
How's this?
It's good. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I can't do too much.
It's fine. That's good.
So what's happening?
So M said we were talking about one of M's friends.
I was playing his favorite game of making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were talking about one of one of M's friends, who's a friend of mine as well, and he always thinks that he should have made a move on a lady. But it's always in ridiculous situations where, like, it would be inappropriate to make a move on a... maybe not inappropriate, but, like, not so appropriate that you should be kicking yourself. Like, I saw a lady at McDonald's, and she was cute, and she didn't puke on me, so I should have asked her to marry me. What was I doing? Why am I such a chump? And she said that...
Okay, but if... All right, but how many of guys, like, if they see cute girls sometimes and they're just like, oh my God, I want to talk to her, I want to know, I want to be friends with her, I get to know her, and
that
happens, just...
That does happen a lot more than you'd think it does.
Yeah, and Kyle, I don't think that it happens often for you in general.
No, it doesn't.
So, not to make you feel bad, but you're just not really interested. So.
Yeah, that makes me feel terrible. I'm just not a total puss who's like, oh my God, I need a lady in my life, please.
Yeah, those people who are looking to like plug a hole, I get no pun intended, I guess.
In their hearts.
Plug a hole in themselves.
Yeah.
That's when you end up going into those really bad relationships.
It's desperate and insecure.
Yeah.
And
you need to be okay with yourself before you try and find some other person to inflict yourself on.
And I think it's always best to just let it happen.
Yeah.
You can strike up a conversation with somebody, but I think if you go in like this is your game plan and you're trying to bag yourself a wife, I think you're doing it wrong.
That's not gonna end up going the distance. I mean, yeah. Sure, you might get to bed and squeeze out frivolous relationship from it.
I can't really relate to the people that feel like I'm so lonely, I'm by myself, because, like, they need, I don't know, like, I don't feel that way for the most part. Like, it's not like, oh my god, I'm missing my other half. Like, oh, I see friends and stuff, but it's not like a gaping hole in my life. Like, normally. Yeah,
that's what I think is so weird, I guess. But the reason we were talking about M fucking all of her friends is because...
Yep.
She said,
speaking of gaping holes,
speaking of gaping holes, is because M said she wants all of her friends to get laid. And I said, well, then just fuck all of your friends, M.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why don't you just fuck all your friends, M?
I still haven't heard a satisfactory response to this.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's one possible response.
Okay, fine.
Why won't you, though? Why? What's your reasoning for not wanting?
Yeah, Em, what's your problem?
My friends.
So?
Not dating.
Are you not mature adults that can separate, like, friendship and intimacy?
Probably not.
No, she's friends with Sean.
Yeah.
Getting laid anyways. I don't think it would...
By the way, Sean, I love you. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, Sean is the guy who thinks every lady is a potential wife. And
all right. And does he think M is a potential wife?
Probably, but they're friends, so he keeps it quiet.
All right. And you should crush his hopes and dreams or sleep with him. You need to choose
everybody,
one.
I'm going to sound like an asshole, but you just, like, you need to assume if you're a woman and you're friends with the man,
yeah,
and he hangs out with you and, like, wants to do things and is interested in whatever you're doing, that he wants to sleep with you.
Yeah, he's trying to bang you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had...
But I do have some friends who I'm genuinely not interested in, who are girls that I'd like to just hang around with.
That's amazing.
I mean,
never.
I don't want to do no banging, and I absolutely hate women.
Yeah, Bames is asexual.
Really?
Yeah, and incredibly misogynistic for this bit.
It's a deadly combination.
I love it when we're having a conversation like this, and I'm saying horrible things about your friends and about how you should fuck them, and then you say something like, this is going to make me sound like an asshole, but... And then it's like, it's nothing. It's nothing at all.
Sorry.
So... Bam, what do you look like?
I'm not getting into that.
I can just find it. Look, I've been on the internet since I was 12. I can find anything.
He is a pretty...
Just cut the middleman out.
Moody is a pretty elite hacker.
I'm not trying to say, like, oh, look at me, I'm hot, or I'm not, or anything. Like,
it's just... You're not answering the question, Bam. Just answer the question.
Is actually a hard question to answer, I think. Like, what do you look like?
What was the name of your podcast?
Is there a picture of M?
I can find it anyways. Yeah, I'm
in
the process right now.
The podcast is Alpha Counter, but I don't know if there's a picture of you on there.
Alpha
is there?
Alpha Counter. All right, let's do this.
There's a video of a panel.
Oh, is there?
Here's one of M. Okay. WordPress isn't working, so.
M, you are getting so cyberbullied.
You get lucky this time. It was that picture, I think, of you hanging out next to Dustin Hoffman in Kung Fu Panda.
You found one already?
Yeah, there we go.
So what do you think?
Oh, God. I don't want to hear this.
Oh, God, he did. He posted.
You look okay. It's fine. It's all right. You're cute. Like, you've got the librarian thing happening. Yeah,
she's the one in the middle, just to be clear.
Yeah. All right. What's the situation with the two guys next to you?
That's Sean on the right.
Sean on the right.
He's the one that wants to marry every girl. And that's okay. Kevin on the left, I think, which is it.
He's the one who wants to marry anime.
All right. And are they the reasons your arms are so uncomfortably close to either side?
Well, yeah, look, they're like advancing.
Yeah, and then they're you're making just, their you gang just look signs. So, you look so uncomfortable.
Listen, Jesus.
No, you do, right? Were you uncomfortable in that picture?
No, because I'm not sure which picture you're talking about. Is it the one from the... Do I have a blue shirt on?
Yeah, a blue shirt with some princess thing on it.
Oh, that's a Zelda shirt. No, we were posing, and I'm not really comfortable getting my picture taken, so that's probably what it was.
All right. And so what are you trying to pose as then? What's going through your
head? We're doing a promo for the podcast, I think, something like that.
All right. And your idea of a good promo shoot is, I don't want to be here.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, she just wanted to show that she wasn't affiliated with any gangs like Sean and Clevin. Clearly are.
Clevin.
Sean and Clevin.
Clevin. Awesome. That's, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So Sean's the one with the hair, right? The backwards hair. And the facial.
The backwards hair?
Yeah. Like the...
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. The backwards hair. Okay, I get it. Yeah, he's the one on the right doing the devil horns.
It looks like you could just take his hair and just like turn it around and put it back, and it's the same. It looks like the same front and back. You know what I mean?
I don't want to diss Sean or nothing, but generally when you do, when you throw out the horns, you're not supposed to point your fingers at the camera. Back of your hand goes towards the camera.
All right. So why don't you want to be with Sean, Em?
Yeah, Em.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Em. Why don't you want to be with Sean?
Oh, God. I just...
Look, if he hears this later, if you're worried that he'll hear this later, just think he'll have some things to work on. He seems like a guy who overanalyzes things to, like, the nth degree. Maybe he'll overanalyze the things you say now, and it'll work out better for him.
Yeah, give him some tips on how to woo you.
Dude, what's, you're friends why, with someone what, if you want to be friends with them. Like, if you want to have a relationship with them, then you're like, hey, I like you, let's go out and date. Like,
no, that's not what nerds on the internet do anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See, friend, the way he probably sees it is that I'm going to be friends with this person first to see if I'm more interested in them or not, or if my interest persists. And then after that, maybe we could go further. Maybe he's just having trouble pulling that trigger. So what would be the thing what are the things stopping you from going to from friends into, I don't know, parents?
Oh, God. Oh. I just don't like my friends that way, so...
Oh, that's a cop-out answer. Give a real one.
Jesus Christ. What am I getting out of this? Besides torment.
Oh. You're getting insight into not only the way you think, but also the relationships that you have around you. It's a great exercise in metacognition. So go.
Well, who's to say me and Sean haven't talked about this privately?
Oh my God, have you?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you address your relationship with other people, and...
Oh man.
So has the relationship been addressed?
Yes.
Eris in the chat says, wow, Em, have you ever met a man?
I know. I'm clueless. I admit it, but
okay,
I don't know what else to do besides just like every time I see a guy that I like don't want to jump just to like stay away from him or just like be like, I don't like you, go away. Sorry, I like you. I mean, like jump, have sex, hang out, and not
beat up.
Yeah. Gang initiation. You have to be jumped in.
All right, so could he do anything to change that fact that you don't want
to? I don't think so. I mean, I've talked to Kyle about
certainly wear that hat more.
You've talked to me about this?
Look at someone and be attracted, you know, like be attracted to them, like to date them. And
he's not a bad-looking guy.
No, I don't think so. I'm just...
He's not your type?
Like, but I'm also not interested in like a 78% of the guys that I see, so it's...
How old are you now?
28.
All right, so how much longer is that clock going to take?
Well, she's been hanging out with a lot of cancer kids, so she is infected.
You're running out of time, Em.
I'm just saying, like...
I don't really care.
You don't... I mean, it's just... You can't judge people just purely based on their looks. Sure, there's a little element of attraction.
But I haven't before, and I tried to get to know them.
But you just said that you're not physically attracted to him.
Oh, my God.
Right, I've tried to date people that I was like, oh, well, I don't really feel any type of chemistry with this person, but maybe we'll get to know each other, and then I'll like them. It never works out. So why should I put myself through that?
All right. Okay. That's an answer I can believe.
Em, you're getting real dark.
Well, I mean, you guys are pushing me.
Do you meet many people that you get that spark with recently? Like, do you?
No, I don't really go out that much. So, I mean, I go to work, and so that's the other problem. I don't meet a lot of people.
Do you want to, though?
It's a problem where, I get uncomfortable. It's hard to, when I warm up to somebody, it's all right. But like when I'm in a social situation, and I don't know anyone or I don't know a lot of people, then I won't talk. So that's not so good.
Okay. So would you say that you're the sort of person that would probably warm up to someone better as a friend and then probably graduate your relationship?
Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. God damn.
Oh, Moody.
I hang myself now.
Moody, you're a beautiful man.
I am describing you in the show notes as Moody, that beautiful guru.
I see the problem. I see it. I got two different things going on at the same time. It's not going to work.
I just saw a weakness and kept pecking at it.
Yeah, that's what you're good at, though.
Yeah, I listened to that pod crash.
Oh, what's even more fucked up is that if I do see like a guy that I'm attracted to, I will completely try to ignore him.
No, you know what you need to do? You need to go up to him and just be like, hey, I don't usually get attracted to people, but I find myself slightly attracted to you. Let's
and then
do
just
something later.
Bend and backwards then into like a crab walk position.
And start twerking.
You can totally be direct, Em. There's no shame in that. And I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Either he says no, and then you go on with your life as it was before that, or he says yes, and then you have lots of halfway attractive children with him.
All right.
Or he says no, Kyle, you get arrested for sexual harassment.
So, Kyle, I guess I'm not having your babies anymore.
We can't just
be direct. It's all...
Oh, no. Robot apocalypse. Everyone has gone robot.
They'd gone robot like 40 minutes ago. That would have been nice.
Well, Em, everyone loves you.
Fine, I guess. I get my soul bared on this show so much.
I love it. I love it so much.
I know you do.
We really get to the bottom of things around here.
So Emily, tell me about your childhood.
Well, I do have to restart the stream because audio interface is acting up, which means I got to hang up on you jerks. Do you want to be called back?
Sure.
All right.
Bye if you don't.
All right. I'll be back shortly.
All right. Sure.
Kevin Frost.
Yeah.
2013.
Oh, shit.
This is some real shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost getting pushy, putting money in my hand and making posts trying to shush me. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost getting pushy, putting money in my hand and making posts trying to shush me.
Hi guys, Kevin Frost here. I'd really like it if you could stop calling me queer. Honestly guys, that was just the drugs talking. Well, that and the fact that I just swallowed a cock ring. What's the big deal? I was just playing with knives, and making idle threats is just how I say hi. Give me a break here, I'm really a nice guy. Could I get a song that doesn't tell me to fuck off and die? No! Kevin, where'd your boys go? I thought you were gonna send them out to take down NLO. I just checked the web and NLO's alive and kicking. Maybe your boys are just a little chicken. If you're feeling frisky, Kevin, cock-a-doodle don't. I'm pretty sure a little girl could break all of your bones. My podcast is a no-cry zone. So if you're feeling misty, stay the fuck off of the phone. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost getting pushy, putting money in my hand and making posts trying to shush me. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost is a pussy. So Kevin Frost getting pushy, putting money in my hand and making posts trying to shush me. Most people only use 10% of their hedgehogs. Kevin went the extra mile and used the rest to jack off. Kevin deals drugs, but he can't handle taking them. When people don't do what he wants, he'll try his hand at making them. Kevin is a true gay faggot, and that's a fact. He'll blast classical music at you until you crack. And if you don't, he'll spaz and probably have a heart attack. Leave you a dumb letter and refuse to call you back. Kevin's like a giant vagina the size of both Carolinas combined into a whiny violent child. And when he cries into his hymen at night because he just had a fight with someone on the internet that he likes, he gets as high as a kite and he starts sharpening knives because he can't admit to his intense attraction to guys. Better to pretend to be a badass. Kevin, you just paid me $20 to write a diss track.
All right, we're back.
Great.
M?
Yeah?
You can't hate this too much because you could have said no when I said, do you want to be called back?
Dude, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm upset. I'm going to go.
Are you upset?
Punishment.
Are you upset?
Go to bed like
I want to be pushed.
An hour ago.
M?
I do like talking to you guys. It just makes me a little uncomfortable, and it's probably going to make me uncomfortable for a couple days now.
But well, sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone and grow as a person.
Thanks, Kyle. That's really good advice.
You're welcome. Oh, I love it so much when we get to the bottom of things.
Personal experience?
Stepping out of your comfort zone and growing as a person? Yeah, I do it all the time.
Okay.
It's pretty much how I live my life. I go out and I put myself out there. I do things I'm not fully comfortable with.
Yeah.
I'm a real man about town. I go outside a lot.
And your monocle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that was intense.
I know. Yeah. I felt really bad, but all right.
So Sean is in the friend zone. And no, I'm not trying
to. Calzoned.
He got calzoned.
Calzoned.
And and
right. Do you think when someone's in the friend zone, do you think they ever have a chance of escaping that?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay. So here's an example. Okay, there's one guy when I was in college with, and I really, really, really liked him. I didn't kind of know I liked him that much, but he was hanging out with me a lot, like just me and him, and I didn't really get that he was like kind of interested in dating. And so I'm going around and I'm like being a dumbass, like, I'm not going to date anybody until I get out of college. And I was like punching myself in the face as a younger me. And so he moves down to Florida and he's married now. And I think at some point we were talking and he was like, you know, I really liked you. I was like, you know, I really had a big crush on you. And I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, I think you still got a chance. He's married, but. When a married dude talks to a girl he used to know about how much he had a crush on her, that's a sign.
Yeah, but we had this conversation. He wasn't married, so.
Oh, all right. Well then.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score.
Yeah, Em.
Sure, and he lives in Florida, and I'm not interested in breaking up a marriage, so that's fine. And I doubt that he is either. But
come on, Em, live on the edge.
I know.
Yeah. Why won't you want to break it? Why don't you want to break up a marriage? What are your reasons for that, Anne?
Why should they have what you don't?
It should make everyone miserable like me.
That's what I do.
I know, Bing. That's why you're the best.
You know, Em, sometimes you have to put yourself first. You can't be worried about everyone else's feelings ahead of yours.
Are you being sincere or sarcastic?
I'm not even sure anymore.
He's being sincerely sarcastic.
Oh, the best.
Well, you're a homewrecker.
Yep.
And I approve.
Okay.
I'm first.
So, Sean's probably going to hear this.
Yep.
Em, do you want to, like, because he's probably going to be crushed when he hears it.
That's through no fault of your own. I'm the type of person that I don't like to talk about things that I consider sensitive and, like, serious in regards to relationships with my friends, so I don't make a big deal about it.
But he already made his move.
Except when a guy from halfway across the world calls you and asks you about it.
I know. I don't know.
So he already made his move, and you already shut him down, and he knows the score.
Well, we talked about it, and, like, that's fine. Like, I don't want somebody to make it
absolutely clear when you did talk about it, or did you leave the window slightly open?
No. I mean, fuck. I keep forgetting it's going to get recorded. It's just like, fuck.
Because that's the thing, like, in nerds especially, and I haven't met Sean before, I don't know, but I did engineering, and I'm surrounded by nerdy people all the time. I guess I am a bit as well. But, like, the thing is, with relationships, like, these people don't really enter into relationships too often. And, I mean, handling rejection is, like, unless rejection is so explicit and definite, there's always that small crack of window that's open, and that's enough to cling on to a friendship for.
I think that all of my friends understand how I feel, so
You should buy him a prostitute. And that way he'll be like, alright, she clearly does not want to have sex with me, and
but she still cares.
She cares about me as a friend. Get him a prostitute for his birth. When's his birthday?
That was,
had it fairly recently.
Yeah. The 25th.
Christmas is coming up.
So if you had podcasted like a week or so ago.
Well, Christmas is coming up. Christmas is coming up.
Just get him a prostitute. Like, do that. And he'll love it.
Okay. Really and doesn't have.
I'm gonna blame this on
ladies,
Kyle.
So it's not. I'm not really.
Oh, he doesn't have trouble getting ladies. Then why is he so obsessed with you?
He's not obsessed with me.
Why are you talking like he is? Do you want him to be obsessed with you?
God. Yes.
Why is he so obsessed with you?
This is like sticking an eye in a puppy's face, like seriously, like, or sticking your finger in a puppy's eye.
Sticking an eye in a puppy's face. It's the puppy's own eye.
That was the Halloween
and you're taunting him with it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So, do you think Sean is going to, he's going to feel the need to respond to this in some way?
I guess. I don't know.
How do you think he's gonna
in some weird way, like trying to assert that he is dominant by like sending you a video of him eating a live snake or something?
Do you want to give him a message now, just so that he gets it in the future and it's not awkward?
Yeah, just send him a message on Skype out of the blue.
Via the podcast.
John, I'm sorry that I keep coming on itChat and I'll stop doing it, so I don't...
Oh, M.
His life's miserable.
M.
The message should be, Sean, if you stayed up later, this would probably not have gone down.
That's true. He was in the chat earlier, but he went to old man bed a long time ago. He could have been in on this.
Could have been
not in on not in on M, but in on...
The right, because that's already that avenue.
That
closed stands. Down.
Sealed off.
Cauterized shut.
Police tape.
I wonder how this is going to affect my social life later.
Oh, come on. He can take it.
He probably can. I mean, Sean's very I don't think he's as he's pretty laid back, so I doubt he'll care.
He's just gonna bang some Jewish girl from.
I have a horrible fear of hurting people's feelings. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
He's just gonna bang some Jewish girl from OKCupid to make you jealous.
You can't get ladies, I'm telling you. Like
I know
all the ladies.
He loves them and leaves them. All them OKCupid Jewish girls. He
puts his hat back on and leaves. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, this has been a fantastic episode. I love it so much. I love it.
Best material. Maybe I'll learn one day.
M, you are a font, not like letters on a computer, like a fountain of
Joker Man, I'd say,
of wonderful Matisse, of fantastic podcast content. Because you get so real. We get so raw when you're on the show.
Yeah. Or a font?
You get so raw when not you talk about not getting
like,
raw,
like an
Sean.
F-U-N-T.
Font. No, a font.
Like, oh, right. Because I'm found? Like, font. Like, what is that? It's like a...
F-U-N-T, yeah. Font.
I'm wondering why you're calling me, like, Comic Sans or Calibri.
I already disclaimered it. You can't make those jokes when I already disclaimered it, that that's not what I meant.
Web-dames.
Well, I don't know where to go from there.
Ruin my life again. Thanks, Kyle.
Love you, Em. I don't know where to go from there.
Two more lanyards.
Kyle, did you know I'm doing the show notes differently this week? And if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
See, he's still crying. What did you do different this week?
I don't know. I'm just doing a paragraph because that's how real show notes are.
Oh, you're not doing the slash thing anymore?
Yeah, because it actually just made it like hard to read.
Really? I think it helps. I think like it shows you like it segments the show. Like,
yeah.
Do you
well,
timestamp it.
It's still.
No, I don't listen back to this.
It's not. I mean, if you're gonna do show notes, you
I'm just gonna
do
start
show notes.
Acting out in the show notes to get someone to take them away from me, so I don't have to do them.
You can spell things at the beginning of every sentence. So, like, if you just look at the first letter of everything,
and it'll be like Kim Jong-un gas chambers. Like that top people of the year thing.
Or it's like, sorry, Sean. I don't know. Sean, you seem like a nice guy. I'm sorry that I just ruined your life.
He'll be fine.
Chances.
He'll be fine.
Hot dame.
If he knows what's good for him, he'll just use this as fodder for one of his many podcasts. He has like three.
Why does he need more than one?
I don't know. Well, no, that's not true. Before. I do know. One of them is an anime podcast. And so so he started another one so that he could have one that wasn't an anime podcast. And then the third one is like him just practicing being a radio host. So I guess I do know why he's got three of them.
Should he be doing that on his other two podcasts?
That's a little... That does make that third one a little weird because he's kind of already doing that, but... But whatever. He's got three. He's a podcast mogul. He's a new media champion. Right, Em?
Yes.
We're singing his praises now, so
and you're completely silent. Wow.
Really says a lot about me.
Em, say nice things about Sean.
Sean's the man. He's, why do I have to say nice things? I wasn't the one who started all this.
I'm plumb out.
Because you said very mean things about him earlier.
Quite a few horrible things.
You've been really out of line tonight. And
you divulge private details about him to everyone.
I don't like to be confrontational, so I wasn't going to say anything, but I really feel like you've been way out of line tonight.
You guys are assholes.
Aw.
But you have, right? That's not a lie. Oh. Regardless of whether we've been assholes or not.
I was coerced, but it is my fault because I came on. So
you should say some nice things about Sean.
Sean is the guy. He's the best guy ever. He's a gentleman. He's nice.
If he's the best guy ever, why don't you want to date him? You shouldn't say things.
Yeah, I shouldn't say things in general.
We said singers' praises, not lie about them.
If he's the best guy ever, why aren't you dating him?
Let other women get some of that Sean.
Oh, man.
God.
I love Sean.
I should have just said it's because I'm in South Carolina and he's in North Carolina.
It could never work.
It would never work. Star-crossed lovers.
Yep.
Don't opposites attract?
That's true. I heard that in a Paula Abdul song.
I learned it in physics.
Well, aren't you fancy?
Ooh,
hey, fancy boy with a college
I bet
class.
There wasn't a cartoon cat in your physics class. There was in the Paula Abdul video. Well, should we call that a podcast? Because I don't know where to go from there. It'll just be repeatedly bringing up Sean.
Yeah, if y'all want to talk about Batman.
Feeling increasingly worse.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did something over that I wanted to talk about on the podcast, but it's long irrelevant. No. Fuck. What a return, though.
Did you eat some waffle fries or something? Yeah, we're back, everybody. Actually. We're back. We're back on the map.
Oh.
Lighten up the pod world by storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Orion will be back.
I don't know what his deal is, so.
Do you think it has anything to do with your trip?
I bet he's in the Himalayas or something.
If it has something to do with the trip, like, I don't know what it would be because it's been 2 weeks now.
So does he usually go AWOL like that?
He goes AWOL more often than I do, but...
Can't really call it AWOL with Kyle.
Absent without... I mean, I guess I grant my own leave, but...
It's called IJ Head Kyle, not IJ Head Orion.
That's true. That's true.
It is pronounced IJ Head.
Yeah, that's how we say it around here. Yeah, he misses more shows than I do, typically, although I've missed more recently.
Well, technically, there have been no shows where it's just Orion, so...
Right, yeah, if you're counting episodes that have been released exclusively, then I've been on all of them, and he has not, but...
Well, every time I've listened, Orion hasn't been on here, and this is a great show.
Yeah, well, thanks, Moody.
Because you're on it, right?
Maybe we know why Orion is gone now.
He seems to me.
Em, are you zinging Moody? Are you lashing out now?
I don't even know at this point. I'm just numb.
If you want to take him down a peg, then by
you're
all
welcome,
means.
You're welcome to say things, Em. I'm fine.
I don't know anything about you, dude.
You can ask.
You have
don't
a...
need to. You don't need to just assume things about me. It's not nice. You could just ask. It's fine.
So why is it so dark in your room if you're on the other side of the world? Oh,
Because the curtains are closed, and if I open them, there'll be too much contrast, and you won't be able to see my face.
I think that's an excuse for your repressed derp.
Derp?
I'm not good at this. I don't know.
Them.
Yeah.
You're the meanest.
Why aren't you going on webcam, Em?
No.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. You cannot convince me to do that. You can't believe me.
Because webcams aren't cute and super deformed.
Exactly.
I'm putting myself out there, and you're criticizing that.
That's your choice.
Not Em, do very you, becoming.
Em, do you have a webcam?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Or is it broken and getting fixed?
No, I don't have a webcam.
See, that's all you had to say. You don't have a camera.
Yeah, you didn't need to say there's no... Or maybe you're lying.
Probably. She's a horrible liar.
Are you on a laptop, Em?
No. Ah. I'm not going to tell you what my laptop is. You're going to look it up on the internet.
What is he going to hack you?
I'm going to search it on Friendster.
Oh, you've got a Sony Vaio, eh? Well, I'll be into your drives in a minute.
Going on Yahoo.
I'm just saying, like most laptops would have a webcam on them.
Would they?
Yeah. Anyway, I was just putting myself out there, and you're openly criticizing it.
Criticizing what?
Cowardly.
Yeah. very careful. You didn't even criticize me. You criticized my curtains.
Yeah, your dumb curtains. So dumb.
Why? Do you see that they're blue and they remind you of yourself way too much?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. I think you guys are going to be friends.
Doesn't help having that hat in the background making her think about Sean.
Oh, that's a hat I wore for a dress-up party. I was lazy and couldn't really be bothered putting a costume together. So I just put a Sims thing on top of a hat and put that on while wearing normal clothes.
Wow, what a fucking nerd.
Sims, the nerdiest of every game.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it was a dress-up as your favorite, dress-up as a computer game character thing, so I just did that because I was lazy. That's the story of the hat. Anything else that you want to know about?
No.
M.
What?
Ask him why his cork board is so disorganized.
Also, why do you have a cork board? Are you not talking to us on a computer?
Are you in the 90s or something?
There we go. There's the Venom.
That's nice. Good one.
There's that trademark M rudeness.
That's where I pin up all the wedding invitations I've been getting. And there've been a lot. And that's just so I don't forget when I need to go to weddings.
Yeah.
Because everyone's getting married and it's weird. And that's why I have a corkboard.
M.
Kyle.
M. Ask him why his walls are such a boring color. And then say something about his lack of personality or something.
Is that a boring color?
It's like a pinky pink.
Why do you have a pinky pink wall?
Oh, yeah. Emasculate him.
Because I'm comfortable with my masculinity. Why are you so critical of a pinky pink wall? Do you think that masculinity is defined by what colors the walls of your bedroom are?
Only if you like dicks.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
Nice. Oh, shit.
That hurt. That hurt, Em.
I know.
Got me.
I am, so bad. It's terrible. I don't want to make fun of anybody. God, y'all are terrible people. Jeez.
You're the one saying y'all.
You're the one that is saying all the mean things.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've been trying to curb her.
When I get all flustered, my southern accent starts flying out.
All right. I'm gonna end the show.
Good. Thank you, God. It's
about time. Come up with a case of the vapors.
Come in my misery and hang me out.
Oh, Em, come on.
Come in your misery. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
No.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. This has been I Just Had a Terrible Thought. As usual, you can email me at the place where my emails go. And you can go to the Facebook and the Twitter and all those things. They're great. I say hilarious things like, oh, man, I had a hamburger. And there's a forum and you can send me money and I'm sick and I'm ready for the show to end. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week. My name's Orion. Word.
Fuck all y'all.